What time is it? It's Packard Folks at time. Hat? Check. Shirt? Check. Pants? Optional. Mug? Double check. Check us out at cafepress.com/PackardFolksAt where you can get all this great merchandise and more.
Do you like Packard Folks at and want to hear it on demand and on the go? Download the free app today at Stitcher.com. Available on iOS, Android, Nook, and iPad.
This is Packard Folks at, and I'm poking at your news. Good evening, everybody. This is Packard Sonic with another episode of Packard Pokes At. This is Season 6, Episode 29. Before we get started tonight, I'd have a quick update for the show. Last week, we talked about Australia and how they were talking about getting the legislation in place so gay people can get married. That passed yesterday. I'm glad that Australia made the right call on this, and the vote on this happened back in late November, and it passed 43-12. This was going to be a foregone conclusion, no matter what. I'm glad that they can join the rest of the modern world in being able to marry who you love, no matter what their gender is. Anyway, with that said, joining me tonight from the far East Coast is the Atheist Ranger.
Hey guys, how's it going?
And joining me from the ill that is Illinois is Matt, not a believer, 71.
Hey everybody.
You know, there's a lot of big tech companies out there, and when they decide to fight, we lose. There's a big fight right now between Google and Amazon. And if you have one of those Amazon devices where it plugs in to the back of your TV, and Amazon and Google have been going back and forth about the availability of having YouTube on there, because Amazon is delisting the items that Google has for sale, like the Nest, Secure, and E Thermostat, because they're kind of like putting those in a box, and like, so it makes it harder for people to find them. Google said, hey, you're going to do that to us, we're going to take our app and go home. And that's basically what they're doing, is they've taken the YouTube app off the Amazon Fire. You might still have it on there, but as of January 1st, the streaming app that's available on that device for YouTube may not even function. Atheist Ranger, your thoughts?
Well, I don't see how this would affect really, you know, like us YouTubers, not trying to be selfish here, but I don't think it's really going to affect us YouTubers. But I mean, for those who use, you know, the Amazon Fire TV and, you know, use, you know, when I watch YouTube, you know, on the TV, that could be a problem. I mean, I used to watch YouTube on my TV through my PlayStation. And when they got rid of that app, it was just a, you know, hassle.
Mm-hmm. I used to sit and watch most of my YouTube videos on the computer. And then when I got a cheap Apple TV at the pawn shop, I was like, okay, well, now I can watch YouTube on my TV, and which was kind of cool. And I'm glad I have access to it. I can watch it there. But now, instead of having to go and sit at the computer, which is sometimes a little uncomfortable, sit here, you're like, okay, I have to mess with it all the time. I could just fire it up and I'm gone. But some people don't like the Apple TV for reasons, and they have the Fire TV. If I had that, I'd be pissed myself if this was something that I had and it was like, I can't use the service anymore. And it's a free service.
Yeah, I mean, whatever happened to that saying that the customer is always right? I mean, they need to stop their petty fighting and think about the customers.
Yeah, you're not completely wrong on that. The customer, of course, is not always right. But I understand what you're saying there. Is the fact is that the customers are losing in this battle between the giants here. Matt, your thoughts?
Well, I have YouTube on my TV in my living room. That just started recently, actually. I've only used it once, but I don't know if that's going to affect me or not. But, you know, Google is just screwing things up left and right.
Yeah.
I don't know why they're doing this. And now Amazon's doing this now, too.
It's a fight between those two right now. This is not too removed from the big fight between Apple and Google a number of years ago. When Apple and Google got together for the first iPhones, YouTube was a standard app. It was just part of it. And now, because of licensing and agreements that they just couldn't come to, Apple said, you know what, YouTube and Google, if you want an app on there, you're going to have to build your own app and you're going to have people download it because we're not going to service it anymore.
Right. Well, when I got my recent phone, I had to download the YouTube app. And I don't have an iPhone. It's just a regular Android phone. Because before, I remember my first smartphone that I got, it had YouTube on there already.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I didn't know why I had to download it, but now I know.
Yeah. I think this is going to be something that's going to be happening a lot more when bigger companies decide to fight with each other over little trivial things. And the customer overall is going to end up losing.
Religion easily has the greatest bullshit story ever told. Think about it. Religion has actually convinced people that there's an invisible man living in the sky.
You know, there's a song from South Park. It says, blame Florida, you know, because they during the early elections between Bush and Gore, there was a big problem down there with the voting and whatnot. Well, actually, I think that was blame Canada. But there was a parody of that called blame Florida. And when it comes to Florida, there's always something weird coming out of that. And again, Florida has not disappointed in that. Apparently, there's a cult down there, and the cult leader has been charged with murder of a toddler. And the thing is, this wasn't caught until just recently, and this murder had happened back in the early 80s. The property was off an isolated road through the North Florida swampland, hidden behind thick walls of trees and dripping moss. The House of Prayer for All People opened in 1983, in Menicopee, a town south of Gainesville, Florida. For nearly 10 years, children arrived at the religious boarding school at the care of the Mother Anna Elizabeth Young, according to the Alachua County authorities. They were tortured and abused in a religious cult atmosphere that included exorcism and chemical baths. I have no idea what they mean by chemical baths. What are they doing with these baths? I mean, what chemicals are they using? Only decades later, police are now beginning to understand what may have been happening at this site. Witnesses finally come forward at the House of Prayer alleging brutality, even some children being murdered. Art Fogarty, a spokesperson for the Alachua County Sheriff's Office, told ABC 20 last week, it's not just one isolated incident of beatings. There have been numerous children that were beaten, locked in solitary confinement, and food withheld. The woman involved, age 75, was arrested with premeditated murder of a child. Law enforcement announced in a news release last week. The Gainesville Sun reported the charges stem from the Eamon Harper in the late 1980s. Authorities say the boy was either two or three at the time of his death, but other fewer other details have been released on this. She's not filed a plea right now, and she has no lawyer identified so far. Atheist Ranger, your thoughts?
Number one, I think we have the next season of American Horror Story on our hands, so that's good.
Yeah.
And more to the point, where exactly were the parents doing this? I mean, even if you send your kid to a boarding school, like, you should get some type of notification from the school about how your child is doing. Okay, and by the way, even during, like, summer vacations, the children are sent home. So where were the parents doing this time?
This has come some kind of weird boarding school. And the thing is, I think a lot of that is because this is a cult. And because God and Jesus can never do wrong, and anybody that believes in God can never do wrong, I think they just trusted them implicitly. Because, you know, believers are way better than atheists because they believe.
As well.
Yeah.
Now, this is once again more proof that secular morality is better than religious morality, as always.
Any day of the week. Any day of the week.
Yeah.
Matt, your thoughts?
Sick. Very sick.
Mm-hmm.
Chemical baths?
Yeah.
Oof.
I don't know. Maybe they were pouring bleach over them or...
I don't know. But I know it's just... I don't know if it's like some toxic stuff or something. I don't know. But you never know what these people are doing, what's going through their sick minds.
Yeah. We had a comment from the chat room from Practical Magic 9. Thank you for your comment. She says she went to the, quote, Mother Teresa, unquote, school of child care with a sad face. Yeah. Jeez. That's pretty much it. Because if you're familiar with Mother Teresa, she was all into torture. I mean, she would get lots of money to get people better, but she pocketed that money. You know, you go to a doctor, if let's say you get a shot, for example, they take that needle and it's disposed of. They wouldn't do that. Let's just say the person next to you had AIDS and you didn't. They would take that needle, wipe it off with some alcohol, and you get used the same needle on you.
Whoa, yeah, that's
scary. What could possibly go wrong there?
Yeah, what could possibly go wrong there?
Gee, I wonder.
But that kind of stuff was actually happening there.
Yeah, wow. That actually reminds me, I mean, you know, I don't know how many religious people have heard this story, but you know there's going to be those ones of, this cult isn't a representative of true Christianity. First of all, let me make something very clear, and I can't speak to Packard or Matt's experience, but in my experience, if you get 10 Christians in a room, you're going to get 10 different interpretations of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, exactly.
I have that on a daily basis. When I talk to religious people online, I always get different answers. I've had people say, oh, there's proof for God, and then I say, well, where's your proof? Well, I don't have to provide it, or I can't tell you. It's always something from somebody.
Or God has already revealed himself to you. You're just repressing the truth.
Yeah, or there are people that use the same thing over and over and over and over and over again.
Yeah, exactly. It's really kind of sick. The fact is that these places exist and they are not under government watch at all, because I understand we need to have a separation of church and state, and we should, but there are these cults out there that are running around and they are hurting people. People always ask generally, what's the harm in belief? This is the harm. I can't stress this enough, this is the harm.
Right. It's just these people that, you know, they think about, you know, they pray down to their imaginary sky wizards and they're molesting children and basically fathering children's children.
Mm-hmm. And we don't know all the horrors that are coming out of this place yet. I mean, this is still relatively new. I'm going to go back a number of years, the David Koresh, if you guys are familiar with that one, there was a lot of things like this happening there as well. Some people got out of there and they were saying, well, David Koresh or some of the head followers, the males, were having sex with the children and things like that because they thought this was their right because of their beliefs.
Right.
And this was a horror story. This, I'm not going to say in this instance that they were having sex with the children. I don't know. That hasn't come out yet. If it does, then we'll be more justified in saying that religion is a harm. Not that the fact is that they're probably using this religion to kill people, which is what they've done here, or torture people. That fact is right there alone shows you that how horrible religion can get in the wrong hands, or in anybody's hands for that matter.
Well, it's like the Catholic religion, you know, with these priests that are that were molesting boys, or maybe still are molesting boys. You know, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's just these are priests that are doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, not all priests, but, you know.
No, of course not all priests. I mean, there are some priests out there who are, you know, probably fairly decent people. But right. I mean, overall, I'm not going to say a majority of them, but it does happen. And these people are just horrible people.
Right.
Because they're using their power to make people believe certain things and get them to do certain things because of that belief.
Well, or they jump into it because they can hide.
Mm-hmm.
They're safe. It's
yeah.
a safety net.
Yeah, exactly.
Sick and sad to, see, yeah. you know, to hear stuff about this.
Yeah.
Especially children.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Atheist Ranger, you were saying you guys were kind of talking over top of each other.
I'm sorry. I said, get help, people.
Yeah, please get help. Get away from religion because it's harmful. It's detrimental to your health.
While we are poking at your news, you can poke us at Facebook and Twitter, or poke us with an email at ppapodcast@gmail.com, or leave us a message at 662-709-PPAP. Join us live on YouTube/PackardPokesAt on Friday nights at 9 p.m. Central Time. Be part of the conversation by live chatting with us during the show. Enjoy the show? Help support us by becoming a monthly patron at patreon.com/PackardPokesAt, or look awesome by buying something at cafepress.com/PackardPokesAt. No money, no problem. You can help us by sharing the show with friends and rate us on iTunes and Stitcher. For everyone that shares and rates us, you kick ass.
The Atheists,
the Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast.
Wait a minute. No wardrobe? You mean we're going to be naked while we do this?
Well, seeing how I'm an atheist and I'm reading the Bible, and since clothes are flammable,
fire, fire, fire,
I thought it might be a good idea to take them all off first.
Naked or not, follow along as we read, analyze, and try to keep you from falling asleep as we go through this boring-ass book.
Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spreaker. Who knows? We may even be on YouTube someday. And be sure to check out our secondary show, The Atheist, the Bible, and No Wardrobe. Still in Exodus, and there are still episodes going out. I haven't been able to post them out to different locations like I normally have because I've been so busy. But you can always follow the show on the Google Plus. Look for The Atheist, the Bible, No Wardrobe. It gets posted there and the Facebook page, of course. Oh, and be sure to join the Packer Pokes at group. So just look for that there. Speaking of the elections, which we've talked about a number of times on the show, if you're familiar with Roy Moore, these people seem to have no morals when it comes to their religion. They always go around and say, well, the Democrats are bad because reasons. Even the slightest, most innocuous thing, they will say, look how horrible the Democrats are. Roy Moore, who has multiple accusations of going out with people who are teenagers, and he's even admitted that he's dated teenagers, or tried to anyway, and there's been allegations of him attempting to rape some of them. And he was actually banned from a mall because He was too creepy for a mall. The Alabama church put up a sign. It came down a few days later, but it said they falsely accused Jesus. Vote Roy Moore. I have some news for that church. You just broke the law. You are not allowed to say, hey, go vote for this person, Democrat or Republican. You're not allowed to do that. And the fact is that they compared Roy Moore to their Jesus on top of that. Now, the Alabama church involved in this is called the Living Ways Ministries. The political message also sparked blowback on the church's Facebook page. It's also possible, and like I said, that they violated the Internal Revenue Service rules governing policy speech by churches and charities. The IRS code prohibits organizations exempt from IRS taxes under Section 501A or Section 501C3 from participating in or intervening in any political campaign in favor of or against any candidate for public office. Now, however, the organizations can host forums, including all candidates, or take positions on policy issues. Now, the Living Ways Ministries is now doing some damage control. Now, the one church official told the Huntsville-based station WHNT-TV that a congregation member posted the message without telling the pastor, who had it removed 2 days later. Really? Oh, it was one of our congregants. You're the pastor. You are ultimately responsible for everything that happens in your church. This is another case of passing the buck. What are you going to do to that member of your church? You're going to say, hey, you can't come here anymore? You're not allowed to change the signs anymore? What are they going to do to them? There's no repercussions at that point. If they say, well, this was some uncontrolled person who did this, without my knowledge, you know what? You get your tax exempt status taken away and your church gets shut down. That's the result. You should have your church shut down, period. Atheist Ranger, your thoughts?
Personally, I don't believe this claim that the pastor didn't know about it, because the churches in Delaware, most pastors had to, I guess, kind of do like a sign off to the person who was, putting stuff up on the billboard. As far as this Vote Roy Moore thing, I'm sure some of our audience knows what Al Franken did. I'm not condoning what he did, but I do like some of the policies that he has tried to implement over the years. And yeah, more importantly, at least he had the courage to step down. Mm-hmm. Okay. And people like the people in this Alabama church don't have any room to talk when some of them do sexual assault, because they clearly support a man who is a pedophile. I just saw a video today about how he thinks that, and I quote, the last time America was great was during slavery. And you know what? Even our president of the United States is caught on tape bragging about sexually assaulting women.
Yeah.
So you people have no room to talk.
You're exactly right. And the fact is that these people are down there, they are saying that they are going to probably vote for him anyway, because they would rather have an accused pedophile in office rather than a Democrat. That says a lot about their morals, how poor their morals are. I actually had this meme that I had posted today. There's a guy that's got to choose between two options, and it's usually like, one seems looks bad and one looks just as bad. And then you just like, the guy's like, oh my gosh, which one do I choose? And this particular one is just, the button just said Republican, pedophile, and the Democrat, it just said Democrat. Which one do you choose? And the fact is that they're going to be pushing the pedophile button to vote a pedophile. Again, says a lot about how immoral they really are and how immoral your religion is if you put somebody like this into office.
It says even more about the political party of the Republicans.
Absolutely. No, you're absolutely correct on that. Matt, your thoughts?
Well, Alabama is a very heavy Republican state, and they stick to their ways and they don't budge.
Yeah.
I mean, the only reason why the Republican Party was telling them to step down, because that's Washington. It's not South.
Mm-hmm.
And Roy Moore is a true Southerner.
Yeah.
And that's what they're going to do. They don't care what the guy does, you know, as long as he didn't murder anybody.
I've seen some interviews with people. They say, well, because he believes in God, so that automatically makes it okay. He's a man of God. So your God is a pedophile, is what you're saying?
Well, and also he denied that one girl, I think it was a waitress or something. She was like 17 at the time. And he says he doesn't recall knowing her or even talking to her. I mean, come on. I mean, if this girl was doing, I mean, not that people could lie, but
I'd be more willing.
I believe this guy is guilty for what he, you know.
Yeah, I'd be more apt to believe her over him based on how many charges have come out against him so far.
Right.
Yeah, and let's be clear that the only reason that Republicans in Washington want him there is so that he can vote yes on Trump's terrible tax plan.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And the thing is, for about a week had it passed where they actually grew a conscience for about a week, and then the dollar bills sew it up and they go, oh, my conscience is not worth this.
Right.
We're going to start funneling money back into Moore's campaign. They took it away for about a week. And then after that, screw the children. Screw children. Quite literally for them, anyway. We'd rather have somebody in office that's a Republican just for that.
It's all about
and,
power.
Yeah, and money. And there was originally talk that maybe if he gets in office that they're going to censure him and then maybe just, you know, take him back out, which will probably take, oh, a couple of years. And by that time, that any damage that's going to be done by this guy is already going to be well past. It's like, oh, well, thanks for helping us with a tax bill. But now that that's through, now we're going to get rid of you because we don't want this albatross on our neck. Yeah. So they're basically, they're going to use him. They don't care about him at all. It's just, they just want to use him for his vote. And if I were Moore, I'd be incensed at that. The fact is that they just want to use me to get a bill through and that's it. But I got to tell you something right now, with all these people coming out, both Republican and Democrat in the Senate's offices that are coming out with accusations like this against them and they are resigning, I don't see anybody having the votes for or against this bill that's coming up. So even if they get Moore in there, I don't think they're going to have the votes for it now. So them trying to get Moore in there just so they can have them vote on a bill, I think it's going to be a moot point at this point.
Yeah, you're probably right. It's a diversion, probably.
Quick comment from the chat room from Practomagic 9. Thank you again for your comment. She says, Alabama mud is sticky for a reason. I guess redneck equals stiff neck, sadly.
Yep.
Or she says, yep. Or it's Georgia. I don't know. So
one of those southern states.
Yeah, it's one of those southern states.
It's the Onion Radio News.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
You know, a lot of times you have to go to court for something and you miss your court date, especially if it's egregious enough, they will come looking for you. They will put out what's known as Ebola, which is a put out an arrest warrant for you because you didn't show up to court. I mean, if you miss like a traffic ticket or something, not generally won't put you out a warrant for your arrest. They might, depending on how incensed the judge is, because he's like, okay, yeah, just put a warrant out for the arrest. There are judges out there like this. In this instance, this particular person who was a GOP treasurer out in Colorado, he missed his court date for a $20,000 theft. And the reason why he missed his court date is because he was already under arrest for fraud in El Salvador. This guy was committing fraud in two countries. What kind of balls does this guy have that he thinks he's going to be able to do this in two different countries? Now, his name is Jeff Fogg, who's formerly served as treasurer at the Colorado's Pueblo County Republicans, missed his November 16th court date for the state charges that he spent $20,000 of the party's funds. And as a new report reveals, he was arrested just one day after missing the date in El Salvador under suspicion for a second and much larger fraud charge. Now, down in El Salvador, he was under suspicion for $100,000 fraud. As the chieftain notes, the former treasurer owns property in the Central America country. Due to missing the court date, a bench warrant was issued for Fogg, whose trial was supposed to begin on December 11th. His Colorado charges center on accusations from the Pueblo County Republicans that he misused the party's credit card and stole between $20,000 and $100,000 between April 2013 and July 2015. So in a way, he was doing what every good Republican does, screws the other Republicans around them or screws anybody else around them. He was trying to get money wherever he could. And the fact is that he got that much out of them shows how bad they are with their finances. Ithi, strange your thoughts.
I just find this story very hilarious because quite frankly, if he was stealing that much, I mean, you'd think law enforcement would have kept an eye on him so that way he wouldn't have been able to travel to Mexico in the freaking first place.
Yeah, that's actually El Salvador, sorry. But you're right. If he had that kind of situation where he was supposed to be in court for that, they should have taken away his access to travel abroad at that point.
Yeah, taken away his passport.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what the judge should have done, especially if you know that guy has access to that amount of money. I mean, $100,000, you can get out of the country easily.
Yeah, and the fact is that he owns property in Central America. Oh, but he's a good Republican. He probably believes in God, too. So he won't flee. He'll probably be here. What'd you say, Matt?
He probably does believe in God, but he probably blessed children, too.
I can't say that.
No, I can't say that either, but I'm just saying that, you know, is with, you know, all these politicians and religious pastors or whatnot, you know, all the corruption that goes on, you know, it's just, you never know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Just a little fun fact for you. El Salvador has a, if I remember correctly, a pretty tricky extradition treaty going on there.
Yeah, we're not exactly, you know, real close with each other. And right now with Trump in office, I'm sure that extradition charges would probably be even more difficult right now.
Yeah.
We had a quick comment from the chat room from Practical Magic 9. Thank you for your comment. She says, flight risk much? Dang it. Someone has greasy palms. Probably Harry, too. Teach me how to be sensitive. And tonight we have our logic game. Here's our logic statement for this evening. This bank has some problems with corruption, but there's nothing going on here that doesn't go on in all the other banks. That sounds like a fun one, doesn't it?
Yep.
That's interesting.
Yes. Now, is this A, appeal to common practice, B, come hoc ergo proctor hoc, C, appeal to tradition, or D, appeal to flattery? Atheist Ranger, what do you think it is? A, B, C, or D?
I'm going to go with A.
You're going to go with A. Okay. Matt, what do you think? A, B, C, or D?
I'm going to go with A as well.
Okay. Appeal to common practice. Well, you know what? You're both correct. It is appeal to common practice. A claim that something is true because it is commonly practiced.
Yep.
It's like saying, well, all the gas stations have to have their prices all at the same price all the time. I mean, they kind of do, but I mean, it's a common practice. So it's like, yeah, we kind of have to do this. They do this, so all the gas stations must obviously be doing it the same thing.
Yeah.
It's the narrative.
Yeah, it is the narrative. It is absolutely, it is the narrative.
Yeah.
Well, we got to get out of here. If you'd like to make a donation to the show, go to patreon.com/PackardPokes for a dollar an episode, or go to paypal.me/PackardPokes. You can make a donation for a dollar or more, as much as you want to. If you want to send me $1 million through my PayPal address, you go right ahead. I promise I will spend it wisely. But that's one place there. So if you'd like to make a donation, please do so. We'll be back on next Friday at 9 p.m. Central Time, and we'll see you then. This has been Packard Pokes At. We just poked at your news.
And that's a wrap.